Instead, he kicked open the door and dragged her in, then slammed the heavy oaken planking behind them. Roughly, he set her on her feet before him.
"It was you, was it not? You who warned our quarry?"
I do not know what you mean."
"Do you not? Art a terrible liar."
Karen's chin went up. She waited for him to go on, her heart hammering hard against her ribs. Sweet Mary, what would he do? She tried to sound calm, but her hands were shaking. She buried them in the folds of her tunic. "I am sorry, my lord, if I have done something to displease you." Anger swept his features, making his eyes turn the colour of the grey stone walls around them. He gripped her shoulders and dragged her up on her toes, his jaw clenched so hard he could barely speak.
"You have more than displeased me, as you too well know. Why did you do it? Why?"
Karen swallowed hard. There was no way around it, and she would not cower. She forced her chin up a notch and faced him squarely. "Because I am Saxon. Because I owe them some measure of loyalty. They are my people. They are only fighting back."
"You little fool."
When Raoul released her, she stumbled and would have fallen if he had not caught her.
"These men are not rebels. They are murderers and cutthroats. Brigands cast out from towns far and wide. They have killed as many Saxons as they have Normans. Probably more."
"What?"
"You did not know that? But then I suppose that you would not, locked away as you have been these 3 years past."
"Nay, 'tis not the truth."
"No. Ask the people in the village. They have come to me for protection. 'Tis for their sake as much as my own that I seek these vermin out."
"These men are not rebels. You are telling me the truth?" Raoul's eyes searched her own. He must have seen how troubled they had grown, for some of his anger seemed to fade.
"Their leader is a man they call the Ferret. A murderer and a thief, a brigand more ruthless than any I have known. 'Tis a name that strikes terror in Norman and Saxon alike."
Karen's bottom lip trembled. Sweet God, what had she done? I did not think. I never would have. She straightened her spine. 'Tis not enough to say that I am sorry. If only I had known, 'twould not have happened."
"If only you had known,"
he repeated, raking a hand through his wavy jet-black hair.
"Were you not afraid that I would beat you? Had you no care for yourself?"
Surprised at the tone he had taken, Karen searched his face. "The consequences were unimportant. I believed they were my kinsmen. I felt that I should help them." She met his hard look squarely. "In truth, I did not think that you would find out."
"There is only you and Richard who speak my language."
Karen gripped his arm. "You did naught to Richard. He is innocent of any crime. Your seneschal had no part in this."
"So you worry for Richard, but not for yourself."
He made a harsh sound in his throat.
"Richard of Pembroke has sworn his allegiance to me. I did not believe him guilty. You are the one who accomplished the deed, the one who deserves to be punished. What would you have me do?"
You're asking me?" One corner of his mouth curved up.
"Should the punishment you choose not be fitting, you may be certain that I will choose another."
Karen chewed her bottom lip.